This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? We are just a couple days away from AEW Double or Nothing, so I am here to do some predictions as to what I think is going to go down on the show. Now, we are celebrating 5 years of AEW, and I can't even believe how fast time has gone by. And I was thinking back to Double or Nothing and thinking about how I've been to every single Double or Nothing, except for the one during COVID where they didn't allow any people, but I've been to every Double or Nothing since the very beginning. 2019 in Las Vegas, then 2021, I went to the one in Jacksonville where they finally opened up and have people again after the pandemic. 2022, 2023, again in Las Vegas, and then this one, I will be there in Las Vegas as well. So it's been a hell of a freaking journey. All right, so before I get into the card itself, I want to make a prediction about some surprises we might be seeing. So there's somebody's name that we have sort of been waiting to see when he is going to come back to AEW, and that person is MJF. So prediction time. I think MJF comes back at AEW Double or Nothing. And the reason I say that is because when you think about Double or Nothing, especially God, like in Las Vegas, obviously, but when you think of Double or Nothing, like one of my favorite memories is the Wardlow MJF match. I think about that all the freaking time. And I think about all the buzz, the conversation surrounding the drama of that. And so it's been a while since we've seen MJF. I think it's about that time when he's supposed to be coming back. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think we're going to be seeing MJF at Double or Nothing. But now let's go ahead and dive into the card. All right. I'm going to start off in the order that Wikipedia has it listed. So let's just go with what Wikipedia's got. All right. We got the AEW International Championship match. Will Ospreay versus Roderick Strong. So quick thoughts on this one is they have done a lot in the last 2 weeks, really, in the last 2 weeks to build this match up. They had a really good promo segment on Dynamite, followed by last night when they attacked Will Ospreay. I thought that was pretty cool. So I'm like, all right, cool. We already knew from the very beginning this is Will Ospreay's match to win. Now, since we know Will Ospreay doesn't have any bad matches, it's a matter of, okay, well, how good is this match going to be with Will Ospreay and Roderick Strong? Let's not forget that although Roderick Strong is a heavy comedic character on AEW, he is still a really good wrestler and can hold his own ground. So I can't wait to see this match. But yes, Will Ospreay for the win. Next up, the AEW Women's World Championship match, Timeless Toni Storm defending her title against Serena Deeb. So I don't think very many people are expecting the title to change hands here. So for that reason, I mean, there's really not much to say. Toni Storm is getting the victory, and that's that. This is another match for her. Now, whether or not we see anything involving Mariah May in this match in terms of maybe her maybe starting to turn on Toni Storm, I have no idea if they're going to start doing that here tonight, because we all know that's the eventual storyline we're going to get. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I've been loving Mariah May and Toni Storm. I almost don't want to see it end. But we all know that Mariah May's time is coming. Like, she is going to be a massive, massive star for AEW and their women's division. That is Mariah May. Next match, the barbed wire steel cage match for the AEW TNT Championship, Adam Copeland versus Malakai Black. So I really was like not too interested in this match when it first got announced. I was just kind of going with the wind. I was going with the flow. It's like, whatever, it's happening, cool. If it's great, I'll be pleasantly entertained, cool. But after last night where they did the whole bloodbath on Malakai Black, that was just so freaking cool. And it's stuff like that that is why I enjoy watching AEW, because you just never know what they're going to do. And they're still willing to go and do these like crazy things. So for that reason, I am far more interested in this now than I was before. And then also, let's be real, I love the violence. I love the barbed wire steel cage concept. So I'm here for that. In terms of predictions, Damn, this one, I don't know if I want to say it's very straightforward with Adam Copeland winning. So I'm going to go and say, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to say Malachi Black for the win. And the reason I say that is this guy has not had like very many big moments in AEW just yet. There's been a few, don't get me wrong, but they've been far and few in between. And I almost feel like Malachi Black just really needs this. Whereas Adam Copeland, we kind of all got what we can get out of this TNT championship run. So I'm going to say a title will change hands in this match, and that is for Malachi Black. Alrighty, next up we have a championship eliminator match for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Jon Moxley versus Konosuke Takeshita. So for me on this one, first and foremost, I just hate championship eliminator matches. I'm not really that crazy about them. I feel like just put the title on the line at this point. Come on now. I don't really feel like this has to be an eliminator. So for that reason, I don't really care about that portion of it. It makes me care for the match a lot less. And so that sucks. First and foremost, Konosuke Takeshita has been kicking butt on AEW. I say this all the time, but this guy needs bigger opportunities. I really do think that AEW has a star in the making with Konosuke Takeshita. He is so different from anybody that they have on the roster. He's a great freaking wrestler with a great look. I want to see them do more with Konosuke Takeshita. Either way, we're having this match here. I'm just going to go and say Jon Moxley for the win, even though it's an eliminator match. Jon Moxley for the win. We have a singles match between Trent Beretta and Orange Cassidy. This has been the falling out of their friendship, and things have gotten pretty ugly between them. And this story has been good. This story has been enjoyable. I like the parking lot brawl that they did. I've liked certain elements of the story a whole lot. With that being said, I want to see Trent Beretta get the victory here because I'm liking heel Trent Beretta, but I feel like it's been it started off pretty strong with Trent as a heel, and it's kind of died down a little bit. So I would like to see him regain some of that here at the pay-per-view and remind everybody, like, this is who I am now. So for that reason, I'm going with Trent Beretta. We have the three-way FTW rules match for the FTW championship. Guys, I don't even know what to say with this one. This one has been the least liked thing that we're seeing on AEW right now. It's just not hitting. It is what it is. Chris Jericho versus Hook versus Shibata. I'm sitting here going, okay, well, if Hook wins, he's back with the FTW championship. He doesn't really need the FTW championship. If Chris Jericho wins, God, is this story going to keep on going? So it feels like there really is no real honest to God option that to me sounds really good. So I'm just going to say Chris Jericho for the win just because I'm thinking he's going to want to continue this story. So I'll just say Chris Jericho, but to be honest, I'm not feeling that confident about anything in this match. So moving along, we have the trios match for the AEW World Trios Championship, the Bullet Club Gold, or I think they're going by Bang Bang Gang now. Not really too sure. Anyways, the Bang Bang Gang versus the Death Triangle. Now, here's the thing. I'm a little bit conflicted here because I hella love the Death Triangle. The Death Triangle, ooh, they're my faves, man. Pac, Rey, Penta, I adore them. But Bullet Club Gold with Jay White and the Guns, I feel like since they recently just won the titles, I don't really want to see them drop them that fast. But then at the same time, I care more about the Death Triangle than I do the Bang Bang Gang. But I'm going to say the Bang Bang Gang retains. I think there's still a lot more going on with Pac right now. And eventually we'll get some other stuff with Rey and Penta. So I'm going to say right now this is going to make for a really, really cool match. But I'm saying the Bang Bang Gang retains. The AEW TBS Championship, Willow Nightingale versus Mercedes Moné. This is another one where I think it's very predictable. Mercedes Moné is definitely getting the victory here. However, a lot of people have been wondering, like, what's going to happen in this match? A lot of people have been wondering if Chris Statlander is going to get involved. Is she going to turn heel? What's going to happen here? I'm going to say yes to Chris Statlander turning on Willow Nightingale. I have a feeling that will go down. So I'll stick with that for now. and of course, Mercedes Moné to get the victory. And it's going to be exciting to see this match, though, because this is Mercedes's first match in AEW. So it's going to be fun to see her wrestle again. We haven't seen her wrestle since, what, was it last year, May or something, when she got hurt at New Japan Resurgence? We haven't seen her wrestle in such a long time, and people have been waiting for it, especially since she was AEW's big signee along with Okada and Will Ospreay recently. So yeah, we're going to want to start to see that pay that off, because poor Mercedes has been getting a lot of criticism online because we've just been seeing her come out and cut the same promos over and over again. So I feel like she really needs to win the crowd over again, and she's going to do so by wrestling and wrestling the way that she does. And so, of course, I think she is the heel in this program. I don't see Willow as the heel. I see Mercedes as the heel. So we'll see how the crowd reacts to her. But I at least want to see the crowd get excited about seeing Mercedes in AEW. And then we have the Anarchy in the Arena match. And this is the match that I am most looking forward to. So, of course, this is the Elite, Kazuchika Okada, Jack Perry, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, versus we have Bryan Danielson, Darby Allin, FTR. Am I missing anybody? No. Okay. FTR, Bryan Danielson, Darby Allin. So, friendly reminder, Darby Allin replaced Eddie Kingston because Eddie Kingston got injured at a New Japan show. And so Darby Allin came in and took his place. Now, last night, with the way that AEW ended, it was crazy, with Darby Allin coming in with a flamethrower. And, oh, God, Tony Khan driving him in, fist bumping him. It was hella anarchy to close out the show. So, prediction time for this. One, I'm predicting, because Darby came in with a flamethrower, now we all have fire in our mind. So I'm predicting there's going to be a flaming spot with fire, maybe a flaming table spot. I don't know. I don't know if Darby's crazy enough just to freaking be lit up by a flamethrower. I have no idea how that would work. But regardless, I'm expecting fire in this match, especially now that that element has been introduced. It has been teased. All right, and then in terms of who's winning, I'm going to say the Elite, because you need to keep this story going a little bit longer. There's still so much more leg in it. So I'm going to say the Elite for the win. It keeps them strong. It keeps them a strong focus on the show as well. I like what they're doing with Matt and Nick being the evil EVPs and saying all this stuff that you're just like, these guys, like, what are they doing? What are they doing? So for that reason, the Elite for the victory here. Oh, but I'm so excited. All right, so the AEW World Championship match. We got Swerve Strickland defending against Christian Cage. Very easy, Swerve Strickland for the win. I don't think anyone's expecting otherwise, but this should be a fun match. Again, it's a triple main event with the Anarchy in the Arena, this match, and Willow and Mercedes. So the build has been really fun for Swerve and Christian. I love the parking lot spot that they did last night on AEW. That was really freaking cool too. And of course, they're just keeping things going for Swerve. And this is his first like big defense on a premium, on a pay-per-view. And so for that reason, Swerve for the win here. But I liked how they tied this whole story together. So there you guys go. Quick predictions video for AEW Double or Nothing. Of course, myself and Righteous Reg will be here on Monday to do a post show to talk about Double or Nothing. I will be at the show, so keep an eye out for AEW content here on the channel and plenty more coming this week. All right, guys, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Don't forget to leave your reviews or your predictions. Yeah, your predictions in the comment section below. Catch you later.